Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was trying to find fair maps here. I looked around and I found that someone, a place that sells them.
Paul, can you talk a little louder? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Can you hear me now, Matt?
Yeah, I sure can, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, thanks for taking my call. I was trying to find a liquor store that sold fair maps beer because that's the one thing I really want in this state. And I found one in Madison. I finally found one in Madison, Star Liquor. So I'm going to support them because I think it's pretty cool. Up north, they brew it and sell that beer. So, hey, I see that Montana and Colorado defeated Right to Work. So I don't, boy, if they did it, I don't know how we ended up with that in this state. But what's the chances of fair maps? Because that's the one thing I really ask for. I just want to be able to pick my politicians and not them picking me. And so we have a pretty good shot at that. And in the meantime, I'll be drinking their beer. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, you raised two good points. One of them is Right to Work. You know, we had been a strong union state and a prosperous state for a long time. Walker got in, of course, he rammed through Act 10. And then some of the unions went to him when he was up for re-election in 2014. They said, look, even with Act 10, you know, that was just public employees. We may back you. The operating engineers are one of them. But you got to give us your word that you won't sign a Right to Work law. He looked at him. They shook hands. He said, you have my word. He got elected. And a few months later, he signed a Right to Work law. He said, that's politics. His word is no good. His word is no good. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had an editorial back around that time saying his word is no good. His word is no good. He did it because he was running for president. And he wanted to be an anti-labor president, and he didn't care what this guy has was the most disastrous governors in the history of the state of Wisconsin. Most disastrous governors. Now, on redistricting, I want to take everybody back. I'm glad Wisco Paul kicked this off. This is our topic for this segment anyway. What happened 10 years ago when they redistricted after they took over the assembly and the Senate? And then they took over the governorship. They did it in secret. They spent $3.5 million taxpayer dollars cooking it up. And they did it in secret with a few people in what they called a map room. They had no hearings until the very end, just before it was voted on. Actually, they had no hearings. They didn't even publicly disclose it. Republican legislators and not Democrats, no Democrat, were permitted into the map room one at a time only if they signed a non-disclosure agreement so they could see what happened to their particular district. Then there was litigation. And in the litigation, the Democrats said, all right, we want to see all the documents. They destroyed the documents. They destroyed it in contemplation of litigation, which is illegal. The Democrats complained. One of the lawyers that did it got in trouble with his law firm. But stupidly, one of the hard drives, they thought they deleted. When you delete it, you don't necessarily delete it forever. And experts were able to retrieve it. It showed that they continued to massage the maps until they were in as perfect position as you can be to elect two-third majority Republicans. Now, Evers has proposed a fair maps commission where experts do it, nonpartisan, without either party doing it, and that all records of it be retained for 10 years. In other words, it'd be illegal to destroy it. It was illegal when they did it anyway, because if you destroy documents in contemplation of litigation, that's illegal too. It was a corrupt process, Paul. It was a corrupt process, and it can't be permitted to repeat itself now. So what do we do? I want to put this on everybody's agenda and everybody's attention. we have the governorship. Boss and the Republicans have the assembly and the Senate, but they don't have a veto-proof assembly and Senate. They're going to put this thing, they're going to try to do it in secret, have a map room, allocate millions of dollars in taxpayer money to redistrict and gerrymander. They're going to propose to let in only Republicans and not Democrats one at a time, having to sign a non-disclosure agreement, see their own maps and leave, get all their votes, and then right at the time they're going to vote, release it before anybody can read it, spend it $3.5 million, that was 10 years ago, it'll be $7 million this time in tax money. Then Evers will veto it, and it'll go in the courts. There'll be a fight, whether it's federal or state court. Evers' plan is the right plan. Fair Maps Commission, retain the documents for 10 years, do it in public. One of the things I would consider, and I'm going to commend this to people who are out there, who are lawyers working with the state, bring a declaratory judgment action the minute this all happens, and say that normally courts don't like to enjoin a legislature in advance, but when they're only showing the maps to one political party, when they're doing it in secret, when they have a history of destroying documents in contemplation of litigation, to require by court order that it be done in public, that there be hearings, like any other piece of litigation, people can come in, legislation, and that when they come up with a draft, the committee that does it, it'll be a party line. It'll be something like 6 or 7 Republicans against 4 Democrats. Make sure that all the legislators can see it then, and not in a secret map room, and that they don't have to sign non-disclosure agreements, and any ones they signed in the past are null and void as a matter of public policy. A legislator has to be able to tell his constituents what he saw. This is Putin stuff. It's commie stuff. Commie Rusky stuff. Chaikom stuff. Jihad stuff. NORC stuff. That's the Republican Party. That's the Republican Party. And a court can mandate keep it for 10 years. Voss isn't going to pass that legislation. Keep it for 10 years. And enjoin them from destroying documents for that period of time. And if they do, then it's criminal contempt. Boss would go to prison. Boss would go to prison. It's very sad that we have to get down to this. You know, when I started out in politics in Wisconsin, I knew a lot of the Republicans and the Democrats. This is in the late 70s and the 80s. People were reasonable. People got together. People would have a beer after work. Somebody would say, sometimes the Republicans would be in the majority, sometimes the Democrats. They go, well, I disagree with you on taxes and this, that, and the other thing. But basically, they believed in democracy. They didn't believe in secrecy. They didn't believe in gerrymandering. They didn't believe in being subservient and fawning to the commie Ruskies, like Ron Johnson. And they basically respected the fact that the other party won the governorship. They had the powers to be the governor, and they didn't try to take it away legislatively with a gerrymandered legislature. But be very aware of what I just said, what they did 10 years ago. They will do it again. Secret map room. Only open to Republicans, and only one at a time. They couldn't even bring a buddy in, another Republican legislator. And only if they signed a non-disclosure agreement. And no public hearings. And no Democrats in there. And 3.5 million 10 years ago in taxpayer dollars for lawyers who then discarded, destroyed all of the records of what they did. So when the Republicans were asked, show us what you did, they said, well, we don't have it. Our lawyers have it. The lawyers destroyed it. One of them, as I say, got in trouble with his law firm. He was a sacrificial lamb. They hung him out. There can be another map room this time. There's going to be another map room this time. Don't let it happen. Cause a fuss. cause a fuss publicly, make sure it does not happen again. Make sure it does not happen again. We do have the governorship now, so make sure it does not happen again. There's oral argument yesterday, and there was in the U.S. Supreme Court on Arizona voting restrictions designed to hurt democracy. One of the statutes at issue was a Arizona statute that made it a criminal offense to vote harvest. By that I mean, if you have an elderly relative who can't physically get down with an absentee ballot and doesn't want to mail it, and it's an open question whether you even can take it to the post office for him, you can't say, okay, I'll take it down there. That's a criminal offense. Well, the other thing is that down there they have precincts. If you drop your absentee ballot off in the wrong precinct, no one knows this precinct. I'm going to ask you this. What's your precinct number? What's your ward number that you vote? You don't know. Nobody knows. What's your ward number? Nobody knows. Down there, they throw that ballot out, thousands of them, and many of them in the urban areas where people are confused and the precincts have strange lines, okay? So, right now there is a lot of talk by the justices. You can't read tea leaves, but three of them just went postal on the Republican lawyers, and even Roberts went semi-postal. And the truth is, I think they may overturn it. This is a small little cog in a bigger issue, a much bigger issue, and that is all around the country right now. All around the country, Republican legislators are buttoning it up. No absentee ballots, no mail-in unless you're dying, no drop boxes, throwing people off the rolls that didn't vote last time, even if they make mistakes. That is what's going on. Be very wary of it. I'm going to tell you the antidote. We're going to a break, and then I'm going to go to the lines. Do not hang up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.